You can call the doctor. This is like a free therapy session for you, okay?
You're listening to Talk Radio, AM 570 KLAC.
In studio with me tonight is Jennifer Berman, renowned sports psychology therapist. Thanks for joining the party tonight, Jennifer.
97.1, the FM Talk Station.
No, you can't even get an appointment with her on a regular basis. You got to call a radio show and get it for free.
On Z100.
Why are you marrying a man that makes up all these stories?
Z100.
We Buzz LA.
Talk Radio, AM 570 KLAC. Not just facts. Feelings.
I had feelings come up, and I'm all for feelings. It's part of the theme today.
When you see clients in your office, and they're in there talking about childhood issues, romance issues, marital issues.
Terrorism issues.
Are these terrorism things creeping into their daily sessions of what they're seeing you in the first place for?
Absolutely. Everyone right now, at the very least, for most people, this is background noise. For some people, it's more in the forefront. And for a lot of people, they're experiencing symptoms. They're feeling anxious. They're feeling sad. They're feeling hopeless. And they can't quite connect it to what happened. But there's a definite link.
Line two is Michelle. Michelle, switching topics just a little bit. Now, you say your son's been having nightmares?
Yeah, my husband is a commercial airline pilot. And
how old is your son?
He is 8 and a half. Mm-hmm. And about 3 nights ago, he had a nightmare. He came in during the night and crying, and he I talked to him in the morning because he didn't really want to talk about it that night it happened.
Sure.
And he dreamt that the something happened to the plane, and then my husband was flying, and the plane crashed into a mountain. And I don't, I mean, what do you say?
Of course. How did he learn about what happened?
We were watching the news.
So he saw it as it happened?
Yeah.
And he's at 8 and a half. He's old enough absolutely to know what's going on in the world.
Right.
And he knows his dad's an airline pilot, and it could have been his dad.
Right. Right. And so we turned the news off after the first day, but I think the mistake was made in our part, and that he saw in the morning, you know, what had happened. So I don't know what to I mean, I've tried to comfort him. Kent's comfort him as far as what to say. But where do we go from here?
The biggest thing for you to let him know is that now that this has happened, that there are more precautions being taken than ever before.
Okay.
And that your husband's company is doing everything that they can to protect him.
Okay.
And, you know, since your son is 8 and a half, probably one of the best ways for him to get this off his chest is play. Kids tend to reenact things that they see and they've been traumatized by.
Okay.
So if he has airplane toys and you know, little city skyscraper toys, and you find that he wants to play through this, it may scare you at first to see him do that.
Okay.
But he may have to do it over and over and over again, and also encourage him to talk to you about it.
Yeah, and he tends to hold everything in, and I really had to press him the next morning even to get out of him what happened in the dream because he didn't want to talk about it. And that's
what kind of activities does he do? Does he like sports or art or anything like that?
He does like to draw. And
perfect.
Okay.
That's a great way for him to communicate with you.
Okay.
Because what you said before about him not wanting to talk about it.
Right.
If he can't talk about it, he can probably draw about it. Maybe you could have him draw his nightmare.
Encourage him to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Or to say to him, draw me a picture of what it felt like when you woke up this morning and you were scared.
Okay.
Those kind of things, that's a great outlet for him to get his feelings out. And also just reassure him he's probably going to get regressive right now. He may start sucking his thumb or wetting his bed or things like that. Don't panic. Just know that that's a normal part of this. He may be more clingy, and just be there for him a little bit more.
Okay.
And let him hold on to you more. And just reassure him and hug him and kiss him and let him know you love him.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Jen. How important is it as the father figure to step in and be there as much as you can for son, knowing that he is an airline pilot? His son obviously makes that connection.
Sure.
For his dad to totally re-encourage him that everything is okay, I'm okay, and daddy's going to be all right.
It's really important. And also, I'm sure that your son picks up on your husband's anxiety and your anxiety.
Yeah, it's really hard for me because I've been trying to really, I've been hearing that over and again. We really need to keep that in check. And so I've been doing that, talking to other people. I haven't been talking about it at home.
It's really important for you to talk to other people, especially if you know any other wives of pilots.
Okay.
That's a particularly great place for you to talk.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, because they're going through a lot of what you're going through.
Okay. He was very reassuring to Austin. We called him the next morning after he had this nightmare and that kind of thing. And he's been very, very reassuring to Austin.
Yeah, and also explain to him, it may seem obvious as an adult that not all planes crash into buildings, and that this is a really scary but unusual thing that happened, and now everyone is doing everything they can to protect him and to protect your husband.
Okay.
And please feel free to send me an email and let me know how it goes.
Get this, Dr. Berman. I even dreamed of being on an airplane where somebody went nuts and I was there to save the day and tackle them and land the plane safely.
Which is your unconscious's way of trying to work through the aggression that you feel and the anger that you feel and the helplessness that you feel.
I just want to run away.
I'd like to make a recommendation to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't travel with him.
I'm not going
to. Since the doctor's here, we have to ask you about Mariah Carey, all right? Have you analyzed her from afar?
Well, I think we all have, haven't we?
Well, I'm asking you. You're the doctor. You're the one who's got all the knowledge.
Look, I think anytime you get that famous and that wealthy that young, you're kind of headed for trouble unless you have major, major support. And she sort of started out, when she first came on the market, everyone was talking about how talented she is and how great she is, and they really pushed her as an artist.
Right.
And then it sort of changed, and she became a sex symbol. And I think once you lose track of your art, it all gets a little hazy, and it's harder to keep your head above water, and we're seeing her sink.
Yeah, and Dan and I have lived through that ourselves.
People were just happy and, you know, spending money, and there's a big AMC theater there, and I thought to myself, instead of just picking up something, I'm going to be with all these other people because they seem happy, and I wasn't happy, and now I am that I'm shopping.
Retail therapy is one of my personal favorites.
I'm telling you.
My husband can attest to this.
Yeah, reach out therapy.
Yeah, I have been shopping like crazy over the last week, spending so much money. It feels good.
I mean, seriously, have you really been?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
But I also think that there are a few other factors, and that's that when you buy things, you generally buy for the future. There's a feeling of hopefulness that comes with having things. You have an outfit to wear. It means there's going to be some time in the future where you'll be around to wear it.
And so women are master manipulators in the first place, but now you are doubly dangerous because not only are you a master manipulator, but you consciously know how to manipulate them.
But, you know, before I met my husband, I would be dating people, and we'd meet, and they'd say, so what do you do? And I'd say, I'm a therapist, and they'd just kind of look at me and be like, okay, now I'm afraid to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my husband is an amazing guy. He actually speaks to me.
He talks to you. We're back live here at Z100. John Murphy in the Z Morning Zoo with Dan Clark and Dr. Jen Berman. Yeah, it's a real doctor, psychotherapist, friend of the show. Can you be our official psychotherapist on the show?
I'd be happy to be your official psychotherapist.
Whenever things like this happen.
Absolutely.
Not only like when things like this happen, but just when, you know.
When anything happens.
When I go off, when I lose it.
What inspired you to go into this field?
Well, what happened for me was I did rhythmic gymnastics, which is, you know, that stuff with the ribbons and hoops and clubs and rope and all that.
Really cool.
And I started out doing that. And my first year that I competed in nationals, I was expected to make the national team, and I didn't. And it was absolutely heartbreaking. Everyone else on my team did. My second year, I was expected to be top six. And I went in, and I did this ribbon routine, and my coach looks at my mom, and she says, it will be a 9.0, and my mom breathes a sigh of relief, and the 7.05 goes up. That's what my mother said. Between tears. And so what happened was I barely made the national team that year. It was by the skin of my teeth. On the second day of competition, I was in 13th place. The top 12 were the national team. And after the final day of competition, I just made it in 12th place. And what happened is I decided that I had to get some sort of extra edge over all my teammates. We trained together, we worked out together, we did everything together, and you can only add so many hours into your workout schedule when you're already working out 5 hours a day. So I figured I have to take a different route. And the only route that I could think of that would give me an extra edge was sports psychology. So what happened was I started studying it on my own, and I was my own guinea pig. The following year, I made the national team, and I was actually junior national champion. I won 5 gold medals out of 5. I beat my next competitor by a full point. And ever since then, I used it for myself. And then when I was in school for my master's degree, I wanted to make some money on the side. I started coaching gymnastics, and they became my guinea pigs. I started using the sports psych techniques on them, and they did so well that the parents ended up paying me to travel around the country with them for national competitions.
Mm.
Wow. And it just took off from there.
Dr. Jen Berman, you were great with that last woman and that kid.
Thank you.
I mean, you were just, man, it was great just to sit back and listen as a parent with 2 kids. You know, great advice.